All right. Well, hello. My name is Kristen, and I have a new life in Christ. This is something I got really used to saying in Regeneration, Watermark's biblically-based recovery ministry. Some of you may know of it. And it's even more true today as I stand here in front of you. My old life was quite average from a worldly view. I was raised by my stepmom and my dad after he and my mom divorced. And the reality was we were always just barely getting by. With four brothers and one income, my dad was often busy with side jobs, ensuring that we had power, which we did most of the time. My relationship with God at that time was also very disconnected. In my mind, he was up there Netflix binge watching my life and trying to decide if he wanted to add me to the queue, so I had to make it really good. This lack of attention and my insecurities about my worth fueled my first and only mission in life to get attention. All of it. It was all about performance. I got really good at being the best in academics, in my behavior, and as I got older, in my appearance. I wanted recognition, and when I got it, it was accompanied by my first real sin struggle, pride. As I journeyed through childhood, I equated attention with love and began to do whatever I could to get it. One side effect of pride, though, is comparison and envy, and in my mind, I was competing against everyone. It was too much stress, especially for a kid. Enter my second huge struggle, control. This pair ruled my life, and it was a vicious cycle that haunted my daily activities, my friendships, and eventually my relationships. I would use my excellent manipulation skills, my looks, or my personality to produce those responses that I wanted, and then seek to continue that pattern of control until I decided it was no longer amusing. And then I would move over and start again. The cycle didn't stop when I met my husband, but all the blockbuster movies told me that something magical happens when you get married and suddenly you will be fulfilled. Attention from your husband does mean love, and it actually comes with devotion. So I fully expected that. Of course, trying to control him and my unrealistic expectation of his part in finding my worth made it impossible for a healthy marriage. And after 8 years, temptations of a relationship that was less demanding and more seemingly rewarding tore our marriage apart. I really wanted to work on our marriage, but after a few days of him saying he didn't want to work, in fact, that all he really wanted was her, and I quickly threw in the towel and began preparations for doing life on my own. I was strong, and I could handle me and four kids. Apparently, my pride didn't leave when he did. The next year was filled with self-gratification and recklessness in my decisions and in my relationships. I was more lost than ever. The divorce did result in one positive thing for me and the kids, though. We did start to go to church, and I also saw the return of something I hadn't felt in I don't know how long. It was called my conscience, or I called it my conscience, but now I know it was that still soft voice of the Spirit taking advantage of the silence. My heart was changing, and I began to pray arbitrarily for God to help me here and there. But in 2016, recovery went from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, well, more like 45 minutes. I happened to be in Dallas on a blind date, and I ended up sitting in Watermark listening to JP. God had brought me here, and he had a message, and that message was that I was worthy and that I was loved, not because I won or because I did good enough, but only because of Christ. It was by grace through faith that I was saved, and it wasn't a result of my doing. Over the next 10 weeks, the Lord continued to pour truth on me like rain, through Watermark and porch messages. I couldn't get enough. I was drenched in his promises and not interested in an umbrella or a pair of cute rain boots. I bought my first adult Bible, and we made the move to Dallas from Corpus Christi. I started seeking God's direction in my life, and he guided me to his servants through ministries like this one, who would walk alongside me in my road of healing. I participated in divorce care, where I learned that my brokenness was with me way before my part in our failed marriage. I was broken from day one. I went straight, and my healing wasn't about behavior, it was about a relationship with Jesus Christ. After divorce care, I went straight into Regen, where I was finally able to give a name to my sin struggles and realize that I was at war with my old me, my flesh. Romans 8:5 tells us that those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. And I wanted that life and peace, so I asked the Holy Spirit to take over refining my desires, and he did. My taste for music, movies, clothing, what I did with my time, how I loved and how I served others was transformed. I also returned to divorce care as a leader. The journey of walking through this ministry with others experiencing divorce is healing for me. And let's face it, I was then and I am still on my journey of healing. By pouring into others, I noticed that God had resupplied in abundance what I had been given. I really can't explain what a blessing it is from the Lord to serve others. Every session to this day, the Lord is sweet to continue to reveal areas of my life where I can see his glory and his purpose for me in action. And then still areas where he continues to reveal hurts and hangups that are still in need of his sanctification. In the midst of the divorce, I had no idea how something so devastating could be used for good. But that is something I realized that our Father is really good at. And I found that as I relinquished more of my life to him, I was able to shed the demands, the expectations, and the self-focus. And what I got in return was hope and joy. I am a new creation because Christ, in his extreme mercy, redeemed me from my need for attention and the affection of man. The old me would have looked on me with pity right now. A single mom with four kids, not 18 anymore, most of the time hair in a half-falling bun. But the new me knows that I feel more loved now than ever. Jesus tells us in John 10:10 that the thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. And I have come so that they may have life and they may have it abundantly. I have worth and I have purpose because I was pursued by the creator of the heavens, even when I was blind to his affections and dancing with that thief. My one and only mission in life is to serve Christ. And I am blessed to be able to do that through ministries like divorce care, my career, and my primary avenue, the discipleship of my kiddos. His reckless love for me and forgiveness of my 32 years of rebellion have taught me how to forgive others just as recklessly, including my ex-spouse. And the Lord's graciously revealing of my brokenness. And the Lord's gracious revealing of my brokenness has given me the humility to acknowledge my part in conflict, especially with my ex-spouse. If you hear just one thing from me tonight, if only one piece of this spaghetti sticks to the wall, let it be this. Jesus is enough. He is all that matters. Until you have that realization, keep searching because the reality of that truth is such a treasure. Moving past Ephesians 2:8 and 9, Ephesians 2:10 tells me, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. I know that the Lord is not done with me, not even close. But I find fulfillment in the obedience of committing myself to those good works so that one day I will hear those magical words, well done, good and faithful servant." That's all I have. You want to pray us out? Am I still on? Yeah, okay, all right. Well, we will, nothing else to say. I've exhausted my four pages, but we'll release to group. If you guys don't mind, we'll just pray with me. Heavenly Father, just thank you. I thank you for your servants in ministries like this, Lord. But more than that, I thank you for the mercy that you just poured out on all of us by the sacrifice of your Son. Lord, we look everywhere for relationships. We look everywhere for affection, Lord. And we turn around and notice you are just waiting for us to run to you. So, Lord, I just ask that we do. I ask that we lean into you this week and to realize that you are the only one who is made to complete us. And we pray all this in your Son's sweet name. Amen.